Hello and welcome. This is Diakri with the Three Keys with Diakri. And today we have Stacy. Stacy, can you tell us about yourself?
Sure. I'm a business coach. I've been in business coaching for close to 18 years now, including working as vice president of consulting for Tony Robbins Business Mastery. I work with entrepreneurs that are already very successful that want to reach their next level of success. And really, there's a few different things I do with them. The first thing is I help them look for the hidden profits in their business, like where is the area that they're leaving money on the table in their business. And then the next step is that we optimize their business to improve all of their marketing, their sales, and their mindset. And I think one of the biggest things that's different about me as a business coach is I am really about optimizing your business and scaling your business without the hustle. Right? Because my dad died when he was young. So it's really important to me to help entrepreneurs be able to reach that level of success and prosperity and abundance that they want without sacrificing their family life and their personal life.
That sounds really exciting, Stacy. How did you get into that?
Well, when I was always in sales. I started selling when I was in third grade. Yeah. I started going door to door in our neighborhood selling current stationery. So I would buy the stationery wholesale and then sell it at the retail. And I had done that to fuel my travel. I wanted to go visit my aunt on the airplane. So that's how my business got started. Then in fifth grade, I shifted to selling business to business. And I started selling poinsettias at Christmas time to churches, to restaurants. And that was a fantastic business. And then I kept doing that all through school. Mm-hmm. And after school, I had done some teaching. I had done sales. And in my last sales job, I was doing a very consultative selling process. And what I discovered through doing that is that I loved doing that consulting part of helping the client grow. One of my clients grew her business 200% in 1 year.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it was just from the strategies that I shared with her. And so I was like, wow, I would like to really do more of this instead of selling the thing. So that was how I got into it.
That is really awesome. You mentioned something about working with Tony Robbins. Can you tell us more about how you got into that and how was that adventure?
Sure. So it's funny because when I first started looking at coaching, one of the guys in my church actually worked with Tony Robbins at the time. And I had looked into working as a coach with Tony Robbins, but I didn't like their model of like going all over the country. And I didn't feel that that would fit with my, you know, mindset of like putting my family first, even though at that point I didn't even have a family and I wasn't even married. Yeah. So I got training for coaching and then I set up a strategic alliance with a gentleman named Chet Holmes. And Chet Holmes, he's an amazing guy. He wrote the book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. So I would highly recommend anybody listening, grab that book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. And Chet worked for Charlie Munger. Mm-hmm. And Charlie Munger is partners with Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. So very successful guy. And Chet created this thing called the Dream 100. And the Dream 100 is a strategy of reaching out and marketing and selling to the best buyers in the marketplace. So you pick your group of people that you're like, if I got these people, that would change my life. That would change my business. Mm-hmm. So to keep going, where this is going to Tony Robbins is Chet had Tony Robbins on his Dream 100 list. Okay. So I was working with Chet doing coaching for his clients. And Chet went after Tony Robbins and he wanted to get Tony as a client, but it turned out that the two of them formed a partnership and they created Business Mastery together. So I was able to become a Business Mastery coach for Tony Robbins and then go on to be consulting, vice president of consulting with him. It was amazing. It was like a dream come true because I've been listening to Tony Robbins in my car. I had the cassette tapes of Tony Robbins in my car. In fact, this week I grabbed out a book of Tony Robbins that was like probably like 20, 30 years old. And my husband's like, wow, he looks super different. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he did look super different back then. And just getting to work with him and to learn from him was an amazing experience.
Wow, that is so cool. And like, How long did you work with him? I'm just super interested.
Yeah, it was about 5 years. I was lucky. Yeah. I got to go to Vegas and London. Wow. And all over the place doing, yeah, you know, his events and coaching his clients. So yeah.
Wow, that's really awesome. Love it. Love it. So what three things have made you successful, Stacey?
Okay, well, this was so hard to think of, right? Like three things. So the first thing, though, and come from a background as a Tony Robbins coach, is mindset. Okay. Mm. Because the thing is that there's a million people out there that are smarter than you, or have a bigger degree than you, or had more money when they started, you know, whatever their advantage was. But if you don't have a good mindset, it's not going to help you, right? You see people, I remember when I was running track, and I was like the worst track runner. I just kind of did it as an activity. And there was a guy on our track team, and he was so fast and so good, but he just didn't take it seriously, right? Mm-hmm. He just like went with the flow. He never like really put himself out there. He could have been, you know, an Olympic champion perhaps if he had put that effort into it, but his mindset just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So really the mindset thing is crucial. Like every day, you know, looking at what are your goals, what are your things that are important to you, and focusing on those. And when you're having something bad happen, what can you do to get yourself back into peak state, as Tony Robbins calls it? You know, some of the things that I do to get me back into peak state are music. Like I love music that's really uplifting. I love funk because it's like, you can't be in a bad mood and listen to funk. You know, stuff that's like really energizing. And I get some power songs that I put on my playlist. And when you get those songs, like I love the song Hall of Fame. It's like, you know, like it really gets you into that. Okay, let's change the energy here before I go and talk to a client, before I go do a sales call or something like that. Yeah. The other thing that's really helped me in mindset is I have three daughters. My daughter was a national level gymnast, and she made it all the way to Elite Canada. So she was one of the top 50 gymnasts in the nation.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things that I saw is that when, from the time she was a little, little girl, like she was probably 7 or 8, mm-hmm, when she was scouted by the head coach. And the head coach was from Romania, which is like the capital of gymnastics, until the United States brought all their coaches to the U.S. So this woman, this coach, saw my daughter. And, you know, at this point, I didn't think my daughter was like top gymnastics material, because she wasn't like super coordinated or graceful or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And the coach came to us and said, I think your daughter has what it takes to go national level and really do well in gymnastics. And we're like, what? How is this possible? Yeah. Right? She was not, I'm telling you, she was not like Miss Graceful gymnast.
Yeah.
And the coach said to us, well, here's why. And she said, there are other kids in this gym that are more natural talent, but your daughter has grit, right? She has that heart. And so she said, this little girl would get on the balance beam and she would try her moves. She would fall off. Now, most of the kids would go to the back of the line and just be like, oh, I fell, I'm done, right? Mm-hmm. My daughter instead would fall off the beam and get back on. Right? So you've heard the success saying of like, you know, fall down 7 times, get up 8, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is that she didn't just get up, she got back on. Right? And so I've found the same thing for myself, whether it's, you know, I do a webinar and it doesn't convert, or I have a sales conversation and it doesn't work, or, mm-hmm, you know, something like that. It's like, you can't just, you know, lick your wounds and stay down. You have to get back up and you have to get back on and get into doing what you have to do in order to be successful. And that's really, she really motivated me to get back on with whatever it is I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if she can do it, you know, 4 feet in the air, doing backflips and all these things, I'm like, what is it for me to like just do another webinar or just get back on the telephone, right? And that also under gratitude, the other tool that I use all the time, mm-hmm, is gratitude.
Mm.
So There's like your peak state, but one of the other best ways to get into that peak state is to focus on gratitude. And this came from, I mentioned earlier that my dad had passed away. He was diagnosed in September and died right before Thanksgiving. So it was a very, very quick illness. It was like 6 to 8 weeks that he was diagnosed and then he died. And I was so, so lucky and grateful and blessed that I found this book called Simple Abundance. Now the book Simple Abundance, it's more geared towards women. And it's funny because it talks a lot about your home and this sort of thing, which, you know, isn't necessarily for people of a younger age that they think of. But the biggest thing that I took away from Simple Abundance was gratitude and keeping a gratitude journal. And Sarah Ben Brethnack, the author, she was on Oprah many, many times because Oprah just like loved this whole thing of gratitude and, you know, being grateful. And I remember the day that my dad died, I was still writing in my gratitude journal the day he died and thinking of five things that I was grateful for. And, you know, some days it was like, I was so happy I had a sandwich. Some days it was like, oh, our neighbors brought us, you know, a lasagna and that was really nice. Or, you know, the day my dad died, it was like, I was grateful that I was there when he died. That he wasn't alone. And so there's all of these things that if you start to practice the mindset stuff, because entrepreneurship and owning your own business is, you know, it can be really, really hard and it can be really, really awesome. Mm-hmm. And if you focus on those really, really hard times, what's still good, that's going to help you, you know, take the steps you need to become successful. So that's the first thing is mindset.
Yeah.
The second thing that made me really successful is learning. And so I am a lifelong learner. I started reading success books when I was in third grade, when I started my business. Wow. My dad and mom had me read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yeah. I read sales books, How to Master the Art of Selling with Tom Hopkins, probably like in fifth grade. And we used to actually sit around the dinner table and practice sales conversations because my dad was in sales. And so, you know, my dad taught me like learning is super important. So he always had business magazines. He always had the latest books that came out for business. And so I'm always, even though people pay me tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars for coaching and consulting, I'm still learning. So when I was a salesperson and I was the number one salesperson, I would still learn from the other people in the sales organization. So it doesn't mean that you have to copy everything that they're doing, but you might learn one thing that day that you could just add one question to your sales conversation and it makes a huge difference, right? Or you could learn a different way of phrasing something or, you know, a way to pause that, you know, really helps. But it's always looking at, and that's where, you know, Optimize came, my business of Optimize. It's like, what's that one little tweak that I can make that can improve this?
Yes.
So I'm always learning about sales. I'm always learning about marketing and internet marketing and mindset stuff. Like this weekend, you know, my husband was like chillaxing, watching something on TV, and I was reading mindset books on money mindset. And it's because there's always a new level. There's always something else that's important to learn. Now, you didn't ask me about my mistake, but one of my mistakes has been in that second one of learning is just to learn without implementing as much as I could have. So I would say, you know, the thing that's made me successful is to move from like learning just to learn to learning to implementation. Like, okay, I learned something. Now let's go implement it. Because I used to do it for my clients all the time. You know, I would learn something and I would have a coaching session with my client and we would like implement that thing right away, but I wasn't doing it for myself as much. So that's something that I've learned in almost 20 years of doing this. The third thing I think that's made me really successful is surrounding myself with people that are up to big things, that have big goals, that have big dreams. And this has been frustrating because when you live in a small town like I do, you know, you go to wherever you're going and you see people that are perfectly happy working their $30,000 a year job. They're happy going to work from 9 to 5 and just like watching TV all night. They don't have any goals. They don't have any dreams. They just, they fit into this the thing that the man has designed, right? Mm-hmm. That the government, the society says, you know, you work 40 years and then you retire. Mm-hmm. So it's been really, really important for me to surround myself with people that have huge goals, that have big dreams, that are up to big things. Because when you surround yourself with those types of people, then number one, you don't feel like you're crazy because you're like always thinking bigger, always dreaming bigger. But you're also, you're getting motivated by them. You're like, if they can do this, like, you know, in my mastermind group this week, one of the ladies has pneumonia and the flu. And in the group, she's like, I finished my two paintings. I did my group program. I did this. And she's like, but I need to do X, Y, and Z. And we're all, everybody in the mastermind is like, maybe you should just rest and like heal from the flu and pneumonia, right? But what it did for me is like, okay, I have a headache. Uh-huh. Maybe I could step it up a little bit, even though I have a headache, right? And so it's always just like seeing other people up to those big dreams. Yeah. Like, wow, that's possible for me. Like, even though, you know, somebody has 4 kids or 12 kids or whatever, they're doing huge things. It's like, okay, I have 3 kids. I can do more, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, mastermind groups, I've invested in mastermind groups for years, which has been extremely helpful for me. Mm. I also run a mastermind. I also run several mastermind groups that are fantastic. Mm-hmm. And strategic alliances, you know, me being in alignment with Chet Holmes led me to be working with Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Right. So when you surround yourself with the best in the industry, and through Chet Holmes, I worked with Jay Conrad Levinson. I worked with Jay Abraham. I, on my own without Chet, I also worked with Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen doing speaking for their book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, all over the US and Canada. Mm-hmm. And so it was like me going out there and trying to be a speaker for Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen's book, The 1 Minute Millionaire. That was one of the earliest things I did that was really, really scary because I was a new coach. I was super young. I had to go to New York City. And I remember being in the cab like, oh my gosh, I'm in New York. Like, you know, that whole energy of if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Yeah. And having to go audition. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, all these people that were professional speakers, had their certified professional speaking. And there was little old me. And I said, you know, why did they choose me? Mm-hmm. And they told me that the reason they chose me was for my energy. Right.
Wow.
And so I couldn't control all of the speaking certifications or all of that, but they saw the energy and they saw that like sparkle and they're like, I want more of that. That you can control.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful and amazing. I don't even know what to say. Some mind blowing stuff here. So I'm just going to dig a little bit deeper. I know you went a little bit deep, but I'm just going to dig a little bit deeper into that mind, that whole mindset issue. How do you go through that and say, okay, I'm in a good mindset? Or how do you go from a bad mindset to a good mindset? Like, how do you process that whole information on your end?
Okay. So there's a few different things. So first of all, you have to have really clear goals and clear why. Right? Because if you don't know where you're going, then, you know, you come into your office for the day and you have no idea what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to have a why. So that's really important. And so when I have, say, a bad day or I'm feeling like bad energy, mm-hmm. I have to look at, all right, how am I going to change this? And there's a bunch of different tricks that I use. So one of them is to smile. They're free smiles, right?
Yeah.
So If I was to like put myself on this podcast and I was not smiling, you could hear it. Can you hear my voice now?
Yeah.
Now you can hear it when I smile.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's an important energy shift that if you're on the phone, if you're doing anything, like that changes your energy. The other thing is to change your body. Like if I were to ask you, what does a depressed person look like? It's all folded in on themselves, right?
That's
they're
right.
Kind of hunched over. Yeah. They're more quiet. They're just like folded in on themselves, right? Yeah. So one of the things that you can change very easily is to smile, but also sit up straight.
Mm.
You know, put your shoulders back. you've heard of the Superman or the Superwoman pose to like put your elbows out and stand with your feet, you know, hip width apart, and like really own that energy and get into that grounding. That's a great way to do it. Another thing I love is to have some books that really speak to you that you could just, I like to, I'm a big Kindle person because I read so much, but I love to have a physical book that I could just like open it to a page and let that page speak to me. So one of my favorite books for that is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Absolutely fabulous book. The book deals with the topic of resistance, right? Because he's talking about it in a concept of art and being a writer and being somebody that, you know, produces something creative. But for a business owner, our business is our art, right? That we're creating things through our business. And so what happens is resistance is really sneaky. Like resistance might be like, oh, I need to go clean my file cabinet right now instead of calling this person about, you know, being on their podcast or about, you know, submitting this or asking for the sale. So I love that book, The War of Art. It's very, like each chapter is like a page or two. You can open it to anything and it'll like snap you out of it. The other thing, like I mentioned earlier, is music, right? So create yourself a playlist of stuff that you cannot sit still to, like that you love, that speaks to your soul, like, you know, Mambo Number 5, you know, Hall of Fame, like everything that, like, I put that song on, like, literally, you cannot be in a bad mood and listen to these songs. And the other thing I would say is to journal and really look at what it is that you want. Like, create your ideal life, create your ideal day. And I did that. It's so funny. Last year, I wrote down that I wanted to speak in places all over the world, in fabulous places. I wanted to stay on the beach and I wanted to bring my family with me. And so you guys can't see this, but I have this little note right here on my desk, because last November, I went and I spoke at this women's event in Florida, and I stayed on the beach and I brought my youngest daughter with me. Now, when I checked into this hotel, the woman at the front desk wrote me a note card and sent me a cheese and fruit platter to my room, because she said, I welcome you and your little angel to our hotel. The moment you checked in, I was mesmerized by seeing the bonding between you and your daughter. It's like you love each other to everywhere and back a million times forever. And that card, the reason I keep it on my desk is because it's in my thing here with my photos, that I can look at this note card and be like, you know what? I'm living exactly what I wanted to create. And I wrote that out last year and I kept reading it and saying, you know, I want to travel to these amazing places. I want to bring my daughters with me. And that's why it happened, because I had that intention.
Powerful stuff. Wow. Wow. So you just kept speaking it and it just came to be. That's amazing. That is amazing.
And so you don't have to know the how.
You just have to know, this is where I want to get to, and automatically things will happen.
Yeah. And you need to put it in, like I was doing this with one of my clients last week, and he was creating his, and I said, it has to feel really awesome and exciting to you. Because he kept saying, what do you think about my vision? What do you think about my vision? I said, it's not my vision. It has to feel awesome to you so that when you read it, you get excited.
Wow. Wow. You know, you just said something powerful there. People usually want to impress others, but not themselves. People make that mistake a lot. And that's something I've seen in myself too. It's like, I'm like so excited for something. I'm like, what do you think about this? But it should just excite me, not anybody else, right? So that's really cool. I like
that. That's a really good noticing, because if you're creating something for other people, whether it's our parents or our spouse or our, you know, to beat our sister or brother or whatever it is, you know, or the person down the street, it won't feel that joy and that energy, that creation that's the gift that you have. Each person has this gift inside them to create something amazing and magical. But if we're trying to create what Bob down the street is doing or Sue down the street, it's not going to work for us, because it's not inspired, you know, from what gives us joy and what that's our passion is.
That's right. That is so cool. I'm just blown away today. Talk to us about learning. Do you have like a strategy on learning, or how does that go?
Well, it's funny because I have spent tens of thousands of dollars on learning. Yeah. So I'm always reading books, always taking classes online. Mm-hmm. But I've been a little bit more strategic with it lately because now I know about myself. Like, for example, this year I chose not to go to Funnel Hacking Live. I don't know if you're familiar with that
event.
And so I had Russell Brunson as my coach like 3 years ago. Yeah. And so I just said, you know what, as much as I love funnel hacking, as much as I love the energy of that event and all the great stuff, I knew that I had a project that I was working on, my mastermind that I'm doing, that I needed to focus on my mastermind. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm still learning things to apply for my mastermind, and I still have coaches that are helping me with that. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I didn't need like 300 new things to learn while I was focused on this. So you need to be strategic with your learning in terms of, okay, what do I need to learn about this year? Do I need more help with copywriting? Do I need help with mindset? Do I need help with marketing? Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then go after and find those things. Because otherwise, you know, you're going to get bombarded in your inbox of things to buy, right?
Yeah.
And they're amazingly good at selling you those things. So mm-hmm. you need to kind of have your blinders on to say, okay, I like, for example, I'm in a mastermind group. I'm staying focused on this mastermind group right here. I'm not going to do these other 12 things. Mm. You know, like my mastermind that I just designed is designed so that people can optimize their business and scale their business without that hustle. Mm-hmm. So it isn't 12 million things that they need to learn. It's custom for them. So, you know, if Susan is in front of me, I can see what her business needs and help her put those pieces of learning that she needs into place for the things that she needs for the next level. So mm-hmm. she might not even know what she needs to learn at this point.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. That's awesome. Tell me about the people you surround yourself with. How do you find them? How do you strategically get into that environment of finding people with big dreams?
Well, when I first started, I went to networking groups, and I just found that most of the people in the networking groups didn't have the big goals that I had. They didn't want the same things. They didn't believe the same things. So you have to be really conscious of what you want to create. Like one of the best places I've met some of my best friends is we did a book club for the Desire Map, and the Desire Map is a book about creating the life you desire. Yeah. Right. So that was a fantastic experience. So a book club is a great way. It was funny because I went online to see about creating my own book club, and somebody like 15 minutes from me had already signed up to create a book club. So I just joined it. You might find meetups are good places. I've invested in masterminds for the past, you know, 17 years, because a mastermind, you're paying to play, right? Mm-hmm. You're paying, you're investing in your business, you're investing in yourself. Everybody has big goals, and they're all working towards their big goals. So, you know, you have a goal, I'm going to help you with your goal, and you might not help me because you might not have the thing that I need, but, you know, Fred over here might help me with that thing, right? So it's all this energy of like, you know, in my mastermind, one lady's helping people with Facebook ads, another lady's helping people with speaking engagements. It's everybody contributing what they can contribute, and the energy is fantastic. So I'm a huge believer in mastermind groups, and I've designed mine to have both the mastermind and the one-on-one coaching, because that was the kind of missing component that I saw in some of the masterminds, that especially if they're big masterminds, that at the end of the year, the coach doesn't even know what your business is or what you're doing. So you need to have something that people really are helping you focus on what you can't see. Yeah. Because a lot of times, you know, if you can't see it, you can't change it.
That's right. That's right. You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
That's great. So what advice would you give someone who's starting out in business?
Well, the first thing is my biggest thing I think that's made me successful is the mindset. You've got to master your mindset. Mm. And so that means working on it every single day, right? So what is it you're going to do to manage your mindset? I have like my little area here on my desk that I have my pictures of my girls. I have a picture of my dad who inspires me. I have that letter from the lady at the hotel. Yeah. I have some like $100 bills and some crystals that ground me. And a lot of times when I'm like on a call, I'll pick up my crystals and just hold them in my hand because they ground me. Mm. Like your prayer, are you doing prayer every day? Are you doing intentions? Like, I intend to do this today. I intend to, create this. Writing in your journal. I really think getting up in the morning and putting yourself in that mindset is really, really crucial. So some of the things that I do is I get up in the morning and I go and sit in my chair in front of the fireplace, have my supplements and my water, and I read something positive. Mm. Right. So I have a book that I read that's positive. I have some daily affirmations, guides that I read. And then I do my workout, because a lot of the mindset is that body, mind, spirit. Mm-hmm. And so you can't just like have one and have it work. You need the body, mind, and spirit working together. Mm-hmm. So I highly suggest, drinking lots of water, working out. It doesn't have to be like CrossFit, but you need to move your body in order to get that energy to your brain. Yeah. And focus on that every single day. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that a lot of people focus on the wrong things in their business. They're focusing on the things that are not moving them forward. They're focusing on fiddling around with their website or, mm-hmm. Creating an email template or whatever. It doesn't matter, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Like, what you need to do is focus on revenue generating activities. Like, what am I going to do today that is a revenue generating activity? Now, that could be sending an email to your list. That could be calling somebody. That could be, emailing somebody on LinkedIn. That could be setting up a strategic alliance. That could be doing a speaking gig. But you have to have revenue generating activities every day. Otherwise, people get lost in that whole admin, back end, mussing around, like organizing their filing cabinets, all of that stuff. Like, people all of a sudden feel like they need to do laundry in the middle of the day. I do not do laundry. Yeah. Like, anything in the house, I go and I eat and I come back in my office. Like, I'm not like, oh, maybe I should just clean the kitchen. No, I'm not cleaning the kitchen. I'm focusing on revenue generating activities right
now.
That's right. And those are distractions.
Yeah.
So really focusing on that sales and marketing and doing it every single day. Mm. Other thing that's key is focusing on your perfect clients. So this means not focusing on everybody, because what happens in your business is the Pareto principle. There's 20% of the clients that give you 80% of the results, right? Mm-hmm. But most people, they spend all their energy, all their time on the 80% of the people that only account for 20% of the revenue, right? So, if you're focused on your Facebook group or stuff like that, those are probably the 80% that only give you 20% of the revenue. How can you get more of your perfect clients? Like, I have clients that pay me, that have been with me for 10 years, that have paid me hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? How can I get more clients like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Instead of the clients that buy something for $97. And so a lot of times people will focus on, oh, I'm going to do an ebook and it's going to be $7, or I'm going to do, something for 27 or 97. No, focus on the high end, because if you get one person for 3,000, guess what? Mm. It's almost the same amount of work, and you can do a lot more for 3,000 than you can for 27.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So really focus on that. That's important.
Mm. Wow. Those are amazing. I hope anybody who's listening is able to write those down and actually take action, because those are huge, huge. Stacey, every time I have somebody on the show, we usually require them to have something for free to give away. What do you have for us today?
So I have what's called my More Clients and Cash Checklist, and you can get that by going to moreclientsandcash.com. Uh-huh. And it's really awesome. I usually give this away when I do speaking gigs. And the reason why is that there's, like I said, people get stuck in that doing the back end stuff, doing the admin stuff that isn't serving them or their business. And so this has 5 different areas of your business that you can look at to see, okay, am I doing this? Yes. Am I doing that? No. and start to put into action. So what we do is five steps in there, how to get more high-end clients, those perfect clients. There's cash flow boosters that are free. Mm-hmm. And then some things that you can do with your marketing so you don't have that feast or famine cycle in your business anymore. So I would highly suggest people, it's fun because people download that and then they tell me, oh my gosh, I started doing this and it's working. So simple steps, but you just need to take action on them. So it's moreclientsandcash.com.
That's great. I think I might have to do that myself too. anybody who's listening, the link will be in the show notes. You can get that link and Stacy will be able to help you walk through those things. Stacy, what three things would you advise yourself, say 5 years from now? Say you're looking down 5 years from now, and then you want to give yourself advice today. What three things would you tell yourself?
Well, I was thinking the first thing for me is to keep dreaming and to keep thinking big. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed myself in the last few years is things were going super well. And I just kind of like coasted for a while. And so I would say to my people, like, are you a coaster? Or are you an optimizer? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, are you always looking to improve and get better? Or are you just like coasting? And I felt myself coasting for a little while mm-hmm. because I was like, how can I want more? Like, I have all of this stuff that, you know, like that I want. I take 10 to 12 weeks of vacation a year. I make multiple six figures. I'm like, you know, have vacation with my family. I do like all the stuff I love to do. And I have so much fun doing it. Yeah. So I would tell myself to keep dreaming and keep thinking big because there's always another level out there for each of us, right? And we might not see it, but we need to start to listen for those signs that spirit is talking to us and saying, oh, like, have you thought of this? Have you thought of that? Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's where the mastermind came in for me. It's like, yeah. I know I need to help more people and I can't do it one-on-one. Because I'm full one-on-one. Yeah. So yeah. It's like, I need to reach more people, help those people, you know, give entrepreneurs back to their families because, you know, you can work harder and harder and harder, but if mm-hmm. at the end you haven't mm-hmm. reached any of your goals personally, mm-hmm. that's very unsatisfying. So I think that's the first thing I would tell myself. The second thing is create a legacy. And that's really where I've been able to see in the last few years, like when I won the International Coach of the Year award a few years ago, one of the ladies that was in Australia that used to be my client wrote in and she sent me what she wrote in. And I was so blessed to receive it. Was that she said, you know, everybody was telling her to outsource to China and all this. And we were talking and part of her business is that she uses people that are developmentally disabled to create her products. And that was really important to her. And it was really important to her that she lived in a very rural area of Australia, that she hired people that wouldn't have jobs, that would be on welfare if she didn't have her business there. So she said, you know, all these years after I coached with you, there's people in Australia that have jobs that couldn't have jobs, that would be on welfare. Hmm. You know, who knows what would happen because of the coaching conversations. There's people that have taken their kids on vacation. Like one of my clients, he, very busy, very successful entrepreneur. He's now been on the Inc. 5000 like 4 times, fastest growing company. But I had him start taking Fridays to go take Taekwondo with his son. Yeah. And he took his first vacation to Disney with his family. And so those are the things that I want to create more legacy of, like giving entrepreneurs back to their family and really, really stepping into that and helping more people do that. Cause I saw my dad die at 56 and he hadn't done any of his things on the bucket list. He didn't go on vacations with us. You know, he wasn't there in his present as he would have liked to have been. So I really want to have, you know, entrepreneurs, we can get sucked into the go big, go big, go big. But if we don't also go with what's in our heart and what's important to us, that's a failure, I think.
Yeah.
And the third thing I would tell myself is to enjoy it. Because I kind of stink at that sometimes. And my clients do too. So it's not just me. But like 2 weeks ago, I had a client and he's been with me for years. And when we started working together, he was at 6 figures in his business. And I always start out my coaching sessions with, what are you celebrating today? what wins did you have since our last coaching session? And it's really hard for entrepreneurs to think of something, right? So that's why I'm coaching myself to say, enjoy it. Yeah. And so we were talking and he gave me some things that he had accomplished. And then we're in the middle of the coaching conversation and he said, today we should hit $10 million. He totally forgot.
What?
And he said, yeah, anytime now the ticker is going to turn over to eight figures. And, his fiscal year is not even like, he's like really early in the fiscal year. And yeah. I was like, you didn't think to put that on the celebrate part of the call, like the win, the like, wow, this is awesome. And so as an entrepreneur, we don't celebrate. We don't enjoy like, oh my gosh, we just achieved this. Let's enjoy this before we think of the next mountain we want. Like, it's like you get to the top of the mountain. You're like, oh yeah, I made it. Go back down.
That's right.
Right? We don't stay at the top and take our picture and, look at the view and say, wow, look at the bottom of that mountain. Look how far I climbed. That was awesome. Good job. That was hard and you did it. Mm. We're always looking at like, oh my gosh, I climbed Kilimanjaro. Now I need to go climb Everest. So I would tell myself, Stacy, you need to enjoy this. Enjoy it. Because, what I have now is what I only dreamed of years ago.
Wow. That's some powerful stuff. Keep dreaming, create a legacy, and enjoy the journey. Thank you so much, Stacy, for being on the show and motivating us and inspiring us. So good. So good. I'm going to have to go back and re-listen to this.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Any last advice or anything?
Well, how I end all of my interviews and podcasts is don't just learn, implement.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's key right there. Well, thank you so much, Stacy. Anybody who is listening, the link and the freebie will be in the show notes. You'll be able to grab it. And please share the episode. Share it with your friends. Let them get inspired and motivated too. And hopefully we'll get to see more people enjoy life and enjoy the journey with whatever they're doing. Thank you so much, Stacy.
Thank you.
All right.